News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're joined now by the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross. Minister, we're going to focus on transport issues, but I know as a former business editor, you will have been watching the trial very closely. Your response to the conviction and the sentencing of David Drum?
Well, I suppose it's the end of a very long story, but I hope it is the end of a very long story. My response is this, I suppose, that what's happened is that David Drum was the symbol of a bonus culture and a culture of something which is utterly wrong, which brought the country in the backs to their knees, and that we must learn the lessons from that. And the lessons are very clear, and that is that particular bonus culture, which has reemerged in other places around the world, must not be allowed to reemerge in Ireland. You know, there's a temptation, and I think the banks are already saying, look, they want performance benefits, they want all those benefits which were the downfall of David Drum and other banks here, and we mustn't allow that to happen. There is a review being set up for banking pay, as you probably know, and
yeah.
the Independent Alliance will be making submissions to that review, which will take into account what happened to David Drum and others, and will also be absolutely adamant that we mustn't allow that culture or those sort of activities to emerge or to get any oxygen again.
Okay, and we will go to transport, but just to clarify, you're saying as far as the Independent Alliance is concerned, no return for no return of bonuses for bankers in banks controlled by the Irish state.
That's absolutely correct. We made that position absolutely clear that we see that as a really dangerous area to go into because of the consequences it might have and what happened before.
Okay, let's talk transport because that is your bailiwick. You were very exercised by what Robert Watt, the senior civil servant in public expenditure and reform, had to say when he suggested perhaps changes to the free travel scheme to maybe limit old age pensioners the times that they travel. You obviously disagree, and you've said it won't happen over your dead body, I think was the phrase you used. Did Robert Watt, as a senior civil servant, did he step over the line here in your view?
Yes, I think he did. I think he's a very strong-minded and strong-willed civil servant. People know that, and he's a very, very able civil servant indeed as well. But this is going into the realm of policy, which I've never seen a civil servant go quite so deep into it. Because if he puts that into the public arena, of course, it put him in direct collision, not just with me as Minister for Transport, and it will not. I mean, the old people will not have this happen to them. But also with his own line minister, Pascal Donoghue. And the result of this has been, of course, that he's had to be slapped down by Pascal Donoghue by saying that there will be no such changes. And he's forced me as Minister for Transport also to say that we will not. And we will not countenance a change of this sort because old people have earned this right and have had this right for a very long time. And we're not going to see it happening. I think that one of the problems of Watt's statement was, as reported in the Irish Independent, was that the rhetoric was very, very strong. He talked about Paddy travelling free, which was somewhat condescending, and then went on to talk about mortgage slaves paying their fares. It seems to me that's saying, look, we've got to look after one set of people better than the older people, and they've got to have to take the second class fares at second class times. That's not something which we can accept in transport, whatever the cost. You know, throughout the period of the recession, free travel was preserved. The idea that we get rid of it now that we're moving back into a more prosperous time is just not on.
Okay, we'll tease that out a little bit in a moment. Yeah. Just firstly on Robert Watt, the Irish Independent reporting this morning that Gerry Buttermer, the Fine Gael senator, told a meeting of the Fine Gael parliamentary party that Robert Watt should be sacked for making this public intervention for those comments. What's your view on that? Should he be disciplined in your view?
I think Robert Watt is very able, and he's done the same. Pascal Donoghue rightly said yesterday, in other areas, he's done the state a great deal of service. I don't think you go in and just sack someone. Because
that's over the top.
Yeah, I don't think that's on at all. But I think he's got to learn, as of any other civil servants, contemplating entering the political arena. That really is, policy is for politicians. You know, if Robert Watt wants to be a politician, that's fine. He can come and stand against me and Dun Laoghaire Raftan, and he can stand on the platform that he takes all the old people's of people's free travel from them, and that won't be a good platform to stand on. Not just because it's populist, but because they've earned that right. So yeah, it's over the line, but let's hope it just doesn't happen again.
Oh, does he need to be told by his line minister that to stay out of such matters?
I think he's been told that absolutely unequivocally already. I think Pascal Donoghue issued a statement yesterday,
okay,
saying that there will be no change, and I absolutely reiterate that there will be no change. You know, old people must not be treated in this way. They've got this.
Let's talk about that, because there's a text here from Martin in Loud. Martin says, "I'm standing here waiting on my bus to work. A group of six pensioners are waiting here also to go on a shopping trip. They will take seats for us heading to work. Is that right, Minister? Surely a shopping trip could wait until 10 o'clock. By the way, that used to be the way. It used to be restricted to non-peak hours up until a number of years ago.
Yeah, and then it was changed back. I think it was changed by Seamus Brennan in 2006. I think it would be absolutely wrong to say to people, no, between the hours of whatever it is, 8 and 10.
Well, it's a free service, Minister. I mean, is it not fair enough to say, you know what, you can't do it at rush hour because the people who are paying are going then and they need to get to work. You can go at a time of your choosing.
But they can't go at the time they're choosing. That's the whole point. Old people, a lot of old people don't drive, which a lot of other people do. They often have medical appointments, so they're going to be told they can't go to their medical appointments. A lot of them look after their grandchildren, who need to, and do the state a great service in doing that, and allow other people out to work, people who Robert Watt calls the mortgage slaves. I think if you start discriminating in this way, it's a very dangerous road.
But we are discriminating. We're giving free travel to those pensioners. I have to put it to you: is this not a politicians thinking of their seats? Because we know old people, older people, we know they vote in large numbers, and hell hath no fury like a pensioner scorned. We've seen that in the past.
Well, not in my case. It's not. I've stood for this for a very long time. Certainly not politicians taking out their seats. You know, just because it's a populist or a popular policy, it doesn't make it wrong. And in this case, when I say I wouldn't countenance it, it may be popular with other people, it may not be popular with other people, as it's not with Robert Watt. It doesn't make it wrong. You know, you've got to distinguish between the two. And in this particular case, I just think any removal of this, which is a social welfare benefit, and we've got to get our priority right. We give social welfare benefits nakedly, without shame, because we think certain people who are vulnerable deserve those social welfare benefits and use them, which is really good for old people's mental health. It's good. It's good for their families. It's good for their physical health as well. And it's not something which we're going to take away from them.
Okay. Just one last question. Speaking of removal, the Bus Connect plan, which I think everyone agrees, is a really good plan. The idea of ramping up public transport. It will involve the removal of a chunk of some people's front gardens. As a politician, as a government minister, do you have reservations about that? What kind of compensation should that be avoided? And if it can't be avoided, what kind of compensation? I've seen figures of 25,000 per square metre of a front garden. What's your view on that?
My view on that is, of course, it's very regrettable, but it's exactly the opposite of what we've just been talking about. It's a situation where we as politicians and I as Minister for Transport would have to take decisions which are not popular and not popular in various places. And we are going to have to make decisions which are uncomfortable for people in certain areas. We are going to introduce, in very limited places, maybe I don't know the numbers yet, they're not firmed up. We are going to introduce measures which will take away parts of some people's gardens. No houses are going to be removed. But what we are doing is we're looking at a vision for the future to avoid the sort of problem we're talking about now, which is the overcrowding of buses. And we're going to have radial routes, which are going to be really exciting, really straight, really quick. We're going to have bus times and bus times that are going into the centre of all our cities. We're going to introduce cycling lanes, which is terribly important, Shane.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you're saying it has to be done, even if it's in your own constituency, those tough decisions have to be made.
Look, decisions that have to be made in my own constituency, which are unpopular, will of course have to be made. I hope they don't, but they have to be made in the public court.
Final question, with your sports hat on, Minister, Sepp Blatter saying Ireland should bid as part alongside the United Kingdom for a future World Soccer Cup, World Football Cup. Is that something you as Minister would embrace?
I got into terrible trouble over something like this before. I think we'd examine it very, 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 very carefully before we introduce it.
Okay.
Obviously, look, whatever we can do in the area of sport, which enhances the number of people who come to this country, and our Rugby World Cup is a disappointment, is something which I've encouraged. But I don't want to indulge in unrealistic fantasies either.
Okay, fair enough. Minister for Transport, Tourism and Sport, Shane Ross, thanks indeed for talking to us.